All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's Direct Impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting and Mary Bartito, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are going to do a candid conversation about who is your Samwise. And I absolutely love the name. Mary came up with it. So Mary, why are we calling this episode? Who is your Samwise? Yeah.
So we were looking, you know, like accountability, and it came up with this candid conversation of more exploring, like, who's in our campaign, meaning, like, I kind of thought of it more like of D&D kind of standards of, like, who would you want with you in that, you know? Like, I only know so much. I've got friends who are in it. So, like, our producer, like, not producer, but, like, our editor, Adam, knows a lot, and he's been teaching me. So hopefully one day we can get a game going. But to me, it's just so interesting, like, how that, I guess, gameplay works, because you're working together as a team and you want certain people. I know, like, certain people work together well. So, like, rogues, druids, things like that. So I was like, okay, that, like, we want a good team for accountability when we're playing this. So yeah, that's how it came about.
Yeah. And I think about it from the perspective of Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's never seen Lord of the Rings. I mean, we'll have to have a whole nother episode about why you haven't seen it. But Samwise Gamgee.
Mm-hmm.
He is Frodo's ride or die. Okay. And Frodo is tasked with this tremendous burden of carrying this ring of power, to a place where it needs to be destroyed. And Samwise, in the end, and in several different, you know, predicaments that they find themselves in, like, he is the strength. He is the one that Frodo really needs to lean into in order to accomplish the campaign, right, to accomplish the goal. And I like this illustration when it comes to recovery. I love it when it comes to recovery, when it comes to life, when it comes to self-discovery, because we have to have these ride or dies in our life. In several different, you know, areas or dimensions, if you will, to ensure that not only is life worth living, but that we come out on the other side, you know, feeling accomplished and like we can reach our goals. And Sam was that for Frodo. And in the end, man, Frodo, he can't do it. Sam's like, I will carry you. I'm going to make sure we do this. And it's just, it's huge. It's beautiful. And we know that you have to have accountability. And accountability comes in so many different forms. And I think the forms of accountability that we're willing to accept has a lot to do with the relationship we have with ourselves. So that's loaded. Please spend some time in that thought. Okay. The type of accountability that we are willing to have says everything about the relationship that we currently have with ourselves. Okay. And I'm going to recommend that we have lots of different forms of accountability in our life. We talk about self-accountability when we talk about the Plan to Recover journal. That is a way to hold yourself accountable to your goals and the healthy habits you want to establish. But who is your Samwise and who do you want on your campaign? We're talking about life. We're talking about other humans, which is kind of scary for a lot of people, because a lot of us have been wounded, harmed, hurt, and betrayed. And to think about having another human on our campaign is not really attractive. Let's just be honest. I mean, it's not. And here we are encouraging you to do that. So I get it. But you know, like how do you feel about that?
Well, I think like when you talk about that, I kind of think of like the hero and the savior complex. I think all of us get like this is my burden to carry on. Like I'm going to always save others. You know, it's easier to focus on other people than, you know, to focus on self. Like you said, to bring people in to this journey, to this game, to this campaign, that's scary because I'm letting you enter into my world. And you get to see all of the stuff I don't even like to see,
I love
you
that.
know? So I think it's interesting to do that. And I think it takes a lot of guts to do that, you know, to say, hey, come with me on my mental health journey, to come with my recovery, to come with my self-healing, whatever journey that is. And it takes a lot of vulnerability, trust building to do that.
Vulnerability, there's that word, and I don't think there's anything more important than humility and vulnerability, and they really do go hand in hand. And this is that, you know, if you have seen Lord of the Rings, like watch Frodo, watch how vulnerable. Okay. He is with Sam in particular. Okay. Watch the difference between how he feels safe being open and vulnerable and even depending on Sam, not so much in other relationships, right? And we do have relationships that clearly we need to set boundaries with. And I don't mean set boundaries by like distancing ourselves from them. What I mean is it's just this type of relationship. It's not the one where I really want you on my campaign. Like Frodo abandoned 90% of the campaign and just took Sam along. Okay. Like he was like, you know, like y'all go do your thing. You're going to help me from afar, but you're not going to come on this last part of this really important journey with me. And I think that's just another really good illustration why, I mean, it's like really it illustrates life. It illustrates relationships. It illustrates boundaries, this whole Samwise concept. And so I need to also go back to Frodo couldn't have done it without him. If he had just been on his own, if he hadn't have taken Sam, he really incented. But if he hadn't have had him in his life, man, I mean, the world would have been destroyed. And the goal would have definitely not been accomplished. So we need accountability. We need vulnerability. We need humility. We need honesty and transparency with a few close, trusted others. And that's a process in and of itself. Maybe that's something you've established in your Plan to Recover journal that you want to work on is relationships. I really hope that a large percentage of the people who engage this journal have relationships as one of their big three that they're focusing on every 90 days, because it takes years to build trust bonds with self and with others. So keep one of those as a main focus.
No, and I kind of think like when you're talking about like transparency and humility too, like I'm a big Potter head. So like even like I'm thinking like in the story in the movies, like you know, how Harry wasn't really transparent with Ron and Hermione at one point, you
That's
know,
right.
again, that hero, that savior of I gotta protect them, this is my burden that I carry. But I think he was able to transform and see I've got my two ride or dies. I can trust them enough to say, okay, we are going in this together. And they were even willing to even encourage him to be like, you're not alone. Like we've got your back. Like we're here to help you.
And that was part of his journey, was to be able to trust. I mean, clearly, Harry had a lot of trauma, right? And it's like, so of course, it would take time, for him to get to a place where he didn't just want to protect the things that he had found in those relationships, but he was willing to use them, you know, and that's transformation. And that's what we're looking for. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. Cool way to look at it. So please do. Engage with this material today in a fun way, but like, look at it, you know, using your own journey and your own desired outcomes. And like, how can you apply this? Because we cannot do this alone. Like that we know. Mm-hmm. That we know. Of course, we also have a lot of people have their higher power that, of course, is ride or die along for the ride. And sometimes we also need people close by to us that we can touch, that can attune to us and look in our eyes. And that's really important, too. So please consider not only being self-accountable, but allowing other people to come on this journey with you. Because if you don't, and I know we talk about this in the beginning of the Plan to Recover journal, but if you don't tell someone how important these goals are, and if you don't have people who can really support you, this is going to be very, 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 very challenging. Okay. Because you're going to get pushback from very well-meaning people, really, like people who want to support you. But if they don't know why you're doing it and how important it is to you, you'll feel this tension and this resistance and this pushback, because that's what happens with change. So please do go ahead early on in this recovery process when you're engaging with your journal. Figure out who you're going to tell, how you want to convey the importance of this, and how you would like to invite them along for your journey. Okay.
Yeah. And I'll just add too, like, it doesn't have to be like these big strides that we're talking about, because I feel like that's really intimidating. Mm-hmm. It could be in our already established, you know, communities, like, mm-hmm. like we said, like groups. If you go to group therapy, I even think of like, maybe if there's a trusted coworker that you have, like, hey, I'm just making a couple of changes, mm-hmm. you know, and just support. It doesn't have to be a lot of detail of what's happening. But I think it's important to know, like, testing those waters out a little bit to see, mm-hmm. okay, I can tell you just the basic facts, and that's okay, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and that's a good way to just build that confidence and trust in self.
Right. That's right. And I think about how critical it was for me to communicate. And this is true with boundaries in general. Like, you don't just say it once, mm-hmm. you communicate it hundreds of times, right. sometimes over and over. But how critical it was for me to communicate to my husband exactly how important it was for me to journal at night. It did and still does take a chunk of our quality time out, but he has seen how transformative my journaling practice has been in my life in establishing the healthy habits I needed to feel good about myself and to prioritize my health and well-being. So he now happily and very patiently awaits for me to complete my journaling practice so that we can spend our quality time together. But there was, of course, that feeling of pushback and that feeling of guilt really that came as like, oh my gosh, I'm taking something from someone else in order to give back. Yeah, but it was super important. And I needed him to understand that so that he could support it. And that's what we're asking you to do. I mean, whether it's a spouse, a loved one, a family member, a partner, an accountability party, a therapist, whatever, tell someone who can really hold you accountable to it and support that process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us. And we'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.